Welcome to the Pedo Podcast. Questions, answers, and comments. Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm 32 years old, and I'm a pediatrician and psychiatrist specializing in girls. Today, no limits questions. I'm glad to be here and try to give you good answers and maybe a little help. So, let's go. Horny Couple says, "Hi Sarah, I'm Jessica. I'm 31 years old and a loving mother. We have a daughter, her name is Alina, and she just turned 6 years old. We would like to start fucking Alina's tight throat. The aim is that I can massage my husband's cock when he fucks Alina's tight child throat. But we can't do it. We get no more than a tip of the cock into her little baby girl mouth. When he tries to push deeper, Alina thrashes around, kicking and scratching. You wouldn't believe the strength a little girl can develop. We then laid her on the kitchen table, her head bent down at the edge. I tied her little arms and legs hard to the table and fixed them that way. I also braided her pigtails and held them while my husband tried to fuck her tight child throat. He just can't do it. The resistance is too strong. I suggested to him to drug Alina so that she is relaxed. He doesn't want that. He would rather look into her eyes when he fucks her, and that our daughter experiences it properly. It's making us very sad. What could help us, Sarah? Would it be an option to try violence, or is there something medically wrong with that?" This is a great question to start with. I would suggest violence being the last resort, because often that will traumatize the child, and if this is something you would like to do regularly, fucking little Alina's child throat, you don't want her to be traumatized. You want her to be relaxed. In my experience, compliments, encouragement, and reward are the best ways to help a little girl accept her daddy's pedo cock in her mouth or any other hole. I do like the idea of keeping her tied down and holding her pigtails. Don't forget to tell her what a good girl she is and offer her a reward, that making mummy and daddy happy is very important. And this is going to make mummy and daddy very happy, seeing daddy's cock in his little girl's tight little throat. I'm sure that all you need is a little more persuasion. Maybe offer to take her for ice cream or something afterwards. So our next question is from Mummy Jessica. "Jessica here, Sarah. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm alone with two daughters, 6 and 8 years old. Amy and Leah, their names. I love going out with them, and it makes me tingle when I notice men looking at them. I am never sure if they are sexually interested in my little girls or just looking at them. Are there signs you can tell that a man is sexually interested in children? How can I get a lot of attention for them? How should I dress them, and where is the best place to show them? Can I also send out signs? And yes, I would like to turn my children into kiddie cum sluts, into obedient little fuck toys. Fuckable in all their three little baby girl holes." The thought drives me wild. I'm sorry, Sarah, for letting myself go like that. That's perfectly natural, Mummy Jessica. I am sure that most mothers have had this thought about their little girls, especially seeing creepy men on the street and the way they stare. Usually the best indicator is the bulge that grows in the man's pants as he looks at your little girls. If he truly is a pedo, he won't be able to control himself from getting hard just looking at their little bodies and imagining what's underneath. The best things that you can dress them in are probably summer dresses or clothes that are just a little too large, so that when they bend over or the wind blows, they accidentally flash little body parts that probably shouldn't be seen in public. Because there's just so much taboo around little child bodies. The best place to show off the little girls would be at the pool or in your local park. Or even just walking around the town. A lot of creepy pedo men will hang around pools and parks. The express objective of looking at little girls. I imagine that Amy and Leah of 6 and 8 years old are already very tempting to them. The best way you could send out signs: fix the little girl's clothes while you're out in public, making sure to accidentally drop a strap or two so their top falls down and reveals those flat little chests. Or check their panties in public. We want to make sure they haven't had an accident and that they're not too wet. I hope this has helped you, Mummy Jessica. And I look forward to hearing any follow-up stories that you might have. Next up, Pete 31, Susan 30. Hi, Dr. Sarah. Pete here. My daughter is 6 years old. I love to squirt my cum in her little mouth and make her swallow it. We want her to be a little baby girl cum whore. My wife is unsure if it might be harmful if I cum in her little child mouth every day and make her swallow it. My wife is 8 months pregnant with a baby girl at the moment. We are also unsure if it is harmful to squirt sperm into a newborn baby girl's little mouth or directly into her tummy. We also want to turn our little girls into little child piss toilets for my wife and me, but also for others. So again, the question is, can we do this, or would it be harmful to piss in the children's mouths every day and let them swallow it? Of course, we also want to piss in the tight little child holes when my wife or I spread them open, in their eyes, ears, and nostrils. They should be perfect child piss toilets. I don't think it's harmful. Can you reassure my wife, Sarah? Susan's sitting next to me. Thank you in advance. Okay, Pete and Susan, I would like to reassure both of you, first of all, that there is nothing damaging about swallowing cum. It's actually very good, especially for growing little girls. It's full of protein and it's very good for strengthening those little teeth. So I would say cum in her little mouth. How old was she? 6? Definitely come in that little mouth as often as you can. It is also not harmful at all to squirt sperm into a newborn baby girl's mouth or even into her tummy. Just be sure to be a little more gentle with her mouth. We don't want any accidents. But feeding her cum is definitely very good for her development. And the child piss toilets is a lovely idea. As you may already know, Pete is completely sterile, and there is nothing wrong with peeing into somebody's mouth or swallowing it or even taking it in any holes. I might suggest to maybe not pee too often into their eyes, but every now and again is definitely okay. And I hope you have a lot of fun with your little child piss toilets.
Okay, next up is Dirty Daddy. Hello, Sarah. My little girl is 9 years old now. I have been fucking her since she was 7. Not with the whole cock. About half. And now I'm touching her little child cervix with my cock. Can't I fuck her deeper? Do I have to stop fucking her little child hole deeper? My wife always gets incredibly horny when I fuck our baby girl. Keep going, keep going, keep going, she says. Fuck the little whore deeper and harder. Is it okay if I fuck deep into her little girl cervix? Thank you, Sarah. Okay, Dirty Daddy, if you are hitting the cervix of your 7-year-old little girl, I'm not sure how much deeper you can get, but it is there as a natural resistance. It is also very stretchy. So you may be able to go deeper than you think. There's nothing to stop you from trying, especially if your wife is as into it as I think she might be. Those encouragements definitely seem like a good sign. She may need to help by holding your little daughter down. She may become resistant as you push harder into her cervix. And little girls can be quite strong. But definitely push deeper, fuck her deeper and harder into that little girl cunt. You'll be surprised how much more deeper you can go. Okay, Jennifer, 28. Hi, Sarah. I am the mother of a little girl of almost 7 years. Last week, she fell off the kitchen chair onto the floor and hurt her elbow. A bruise or sprain? She cried very loudly and looked at me with her big child eyes. I took her in my arms and comforted her like a mother does. Suddenly, her crying and trembling made me tingly. I don't know why, but it did. I felt very sorry for her, but to my horror, I also liked that she was suffering at that moment. I didn't need to touch myself. I knew I was getting wet. I held her for almost 15 minutes, enjoying the fact that she was crying and in pain. I can't say how it happened, but since then I can't get those thoughts out of my head. Somehow the devil seems to be hidden inside me. He makes me think about how I can cause her pain and then enjoy it. Of course, I will comfort her, but her pain will also excite me. Should I see a psychiatrist or try to act out my lust with my little girl? Torture her? Inflict pain on my child? If you say yes, what are the best parts of a little girl body to inflict pain on, and in what way? Or maybe I need to see a psychiatrist. Maybe you, and you can help me. Please don't judge me, Sarah. I love my little girl very much, but... ... Jennifer, I understand the ... and the inner turmoil you are facing, but little girls are very resilient, and pain does only make us stronger. You could start with a few spanks on that tight little girl bottom. Get a little harder until you leave red fingerprints on those little ass cheeks. You could also try pinching those tiny nipples on that flat chest. You could invest in a small little whip. I have one very similar, with little leather bonds. You could tickle her with it at first, and then a few strikes across her bottom or her thighs. They leave quite nice welts, and I'm sure she will be suffering. And remember, if you're causing pain to her bottom, it will hurt her every time she sits down that day and possibly the next day. So
one moment of inflicting pain could give you several moments of pleasure over the next few days. And our final question today comes from 8-inch Dad. Hello, Dr. Sarah. Is there anything special you should be aware of when choking little girls? Kylie is almost 7 years old. I love choking her. It makes me incredibly horny. Don't worry, I don't want to kill my little girl, but I love it when I see her trying to get air. In different ways, like with a rope, cable ties, with my hands, with a special throat gag for children, and some say that a little child's cunny gets tighter then. I haven't noticed that yet. I often fuck my baby girl when I choke her. Maybe she needs to be unconscious? What do you say? Thank you, Sarah. Well, 8-inch Dad, airplay is a very common fetish nowadays. It's one I also enjoy myself. The feeling of gasping for air and the blood that rushes to your brain once you've released and let us breathe. I imagine especially at not even 7 years old. It's also very thrilling for her. The problem here that you speak of, with her little child cunny not seeming tighter, the grip usually gets tighter because of fear and panic. What you have said to me suggests that your 6-year-old daughter is not scared of being fucked by you, of being choked by you.
You want to hit that moment of panic when the body starts to spasm. That's when her pussy will grip. That's when it will feel really, really good for you.
And definitely for her too. Thank you all for listening to today's edition of the Pedo Podcast. I hope to be back again very soon to answer some more of your questions. I've been Sarah. Have a great day.